During a typical school year, the Utah State University Student Nutrition Access Center, or SNAC, volunteers work to gather as much as 38,000 pounds of food used to provide meals for as many as 1,600 students. James Wirth manages the snack pantry, helping coordinate volunteers who gather and sort food items from community farms, campus food services, and local businesses.
And then we also recover a lot of the leftover food from dining services on campus. So we've been able to recover about 130,000 pounds of food in the last 5 years from going to waste.
Food insecurity happens when students, faculty, or staff are unable to access affordable, nutritious food. Wirth has seen an increase in needs now that school is online only, and some students are unemployed and stressed.
There's a lot of students, faculty, and staff that don't have the economic means to make a giant unprepared move halfway through the semester. So there's a lot of people without jobs just kind of connected to the university still in the Logan area.
Unsure of what to expect this coming fall, SNAC organizers are preparing now for a possible increase in demands for food. They are fundraising to hire more student staff and to begin a food insecurity public education campaign. Wirth says the SNAC program depends on volunteers to recover food from several locations on and off campus, sort donations, and operate the pantry. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.